On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, my name's Will. I'm from the Spectre Collective, a psych band down in Wellington, and we're here to talk about our new album, Delirium Imperium.
Today we're going to be talking about your new album, Delirium Imperium. Can you tell me where did that album title come from?
To be honest, it just was two words that kind of sounded cool together. I guess because we're a psychedelic band or a psych band, so playing around with the idea of delirium and altered states and what have you. It didn't have meaning at first, but then after the fact, I kind of thought about this idea of hysteria and confusion being kind of weaponized to control people, I suppose. But there isn't, it's not really like a thematic album at all. It's just two words that sound kind of cool.
What can you tell me about the third track on the album, Swamp Fling?
Yeah, so that features our friend Ollie Devlin, who's in another band from Wellington called Hans Puckett. And we've always admired their music, and I know they're just good mates. And we had an idea of bringing guest musicians back for this album, because we've done that in the past. We'll usually have one or two friends come in to kind of contribute to songs that we feel like would be a good fit for them. And we wanted to do a pop song, or at least our version of a pop song. And I'm gradually realizing that our definition of pop is quite different to the rest of the world's. But yeah, so we brought Ollie in, and it was real fun, and we'd been listening to a lot of, I'm quite a fan of like Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazlewood, so we were going for that kind of lush vibe, and Ollie, he just nailed it, I think.
Come and take a little walk with me, try not to miss step. Stay awake, but do not talk, we'll be in the abyss yet.
Thank you. Yeah, so the first track on the album is Cherry Farm, and we wanted to start the album by bridging it to the previous album. So if you listen to the end of Electric Waffle, which was our last album, there's a flute melody that carries on through to the end, and so we started this album with that melody but on piano. And again, this was our attempt at trying to make something a little bit more accessible, because we're kind of, I don't know, we play a lot of weird stuff. And I guess in terms of the songwriting itself, we pushed ourselves quite a bit. Like, I'm quite a self-conscious vocalist, and so it was really important for me to try and push my boundaries a little bit and think outside the box. And because we'd just come off an instrumental album, a lot of the song is very wordy, and it's quite strange melodies and quite complicated. And so it was quite difficult getting that right. We had to re-record the vocals quite a few times. And our guitarist, Jono, brought a lot to this song, just because in terms of the actual structure of it and, you know, key changes and that kind of thing, like, he's really good at that and I'm not. Like, I'll play one thing over and over and over again and not get sick of it, but forgetting that other people might. So he did a really good job of kind of arranging the song so that it was quite interesting and had lots of different dynamics. And Lockie, he's a bassist and I guess multi-instrumentalist. He mixed it and mastered it, which was really challenging for him, I think, because there's so much going on. But yeah, I think we're happy with it. It's kind of, it's a bit different for us.
No need to be upset. Our brain is like a sieve taking.
So about halfway through the album, we have a song called Filth and Fortune. I mean, I think it's pretty weird that you guys are playing Filth and Fortune because of the subject matter. I get quite fascinated by conspiracy theories, not in the sense that I believe them, but I just think they're good fodder for storytelling and creating narratives. And so I was using that as a bit of ammunition for this one. And we started writing it before the whole Jeffrey Epstein stuff came out last year. But it's basically about like pedophile politicians in power and like real dark shit. And we just made a tune out of it, and now it's getting played on the radio, and I'm not sure how to feel about that. Yeah, so the second track on the album is Thermal Underground. We wrote that kind of late in the stage of the album, and we realized that a lot of the songs were quite straightforward in terms of the rhythm. Usually we like to play around with time signatures a lot, so we figured that we needed something a little bit janky and off-kilter earlier on in the album to kind of keep things interesting. But it's still got quite a light vibe, and it's quite fluffy. which we like playing around with. It's kind of different for us. And I guess you kind of split up the song into two parts in terms of the instrumentation of it. And the second half feels a lot similar to our last album. It's got that kind of Middle Eastern vibe, or even a bit of like Ethio jazz and that kind of thing. It just gets really wonky and bizarre, but still hopefully kind of dancing and catchy. And lyrically, it's about earthquakes and volcanoes and all of that fun stuff. One of the later tracks in our album is Herd Immunity, which is a 12-minute epic. Herd Immunity is a bit of a beast. We didn't expect it to be so relevant for right now. Basically, we knew we wanted to do a big, epic, kind of droney song. You know, I'm a big fan of Swans and bands like that, and it's got some kind of post-rock elements, I guess. So we just allowed ourselves to be fully self-indulgent and just let the song kind of guide itself and take as long as it needed to. So it's quite epic and maybe too long, but we don't really care. We like building up atmosphere and a sense of dread and doom. And it's basically a narrative. So we're telling a story, almost like a kind of dark fable about set in a world where nobody's been vaccinated, and there's an immunocompromised boy living in a bubble, and his parents are sick of their child having to be like kept inside all the time, so they just go around the neighborhood and start killing their neighbor's children so that he can go out and play. We'll be right back.
children while they sleep.
Was Long Player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.